The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Public meeting looks at five options for Wichita's new parking plan. We have the story.
President-elect Trump begins assembling his cabinet. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
There are now five options in the discussion over paid parking in Wichita, downtown, Old Town, and Delano. In the final public meeting to discuss paid parking last night, an additional option was presented for the city council to consider, and the council will be presented with all five options November 19th at 6 p.m. in the council chambers.
President-elect Donald Trump has named his chief of staff, and it's a history-making choice.
Trump campaign co-manager Susie Wiles will be the first woman in U.S. history to hold the position. Wiles is widely credited inside and outside Trump's inner circle for running his most disciplined and well-executed campaign. Trump saying Susie is tough, smart, innovative, and is universally admired and respected. Wiles is a longtime Florida political operative. She's largely avoided the spotlight. Wiles ran Trump's campaigns in Florida in 2016 and 2020, and Governor Ron DeSantis' successful bid for office in 2018. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The California Mountain Fire has destroyed an unknown number of structures, close to 20,000 acres. Fox's William Lajeunesse in Camarillo, California, with the latest.
The Santa Ana winds and fire season tore into Southern California with a vengeance as powerful hurricane force gusts up to 80 miles an hour pushed flames into neighborhoods, destroying everything in the path.
The mountain fire, 50 miles northwest of Los Angeles, forced more than 10,000 to flee with no time to grab anything. The National Weather Service issued a red flag alert, warning of extreme fire conditions. Firefighters said they saw embers sparking new fires up to 3 miles away. Fire officials say it is still too early to say how many homes were lost, as damage assessment teams are now on the ground. But they warn anyone told to evacuate to get out so they can get in.
The fire is 0% contained, and no one can say what caused it.
Remaining races in the U.S. House of Representatives will likely take longer to decide than the balance of power in the Senate.
There are 29 outstanding House races. Republicans have the edge in 13 of those. Democrats lead in 14. The balance of power, 209 Republicans to 197 Democrats. 218 is the magic number. In Maine, Democrat Jared Golden leads challenger Austin Terrio by a fraction of a point. The Terrio campaign is asking for a recount. The race between Alaska Democrat Mary Peltola and Nick Begich could take days to figure out, but Republicans believe they can keep the House.
And that's Fox's Chad Pergram reporting on Capitol Hill.
Some Harvard professors canceled classes so students could process President-elect Trump's win.
The presidential election was apparently too much for some Harvard students to handle, so some of their professors accommodated them by canceling classes or making attendance optional. Several also extended deadlines for assignments. One professor even made a scheduled exam optional, writing to students, "Feel free to take time off if needed." Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Now we're just a few minutes away from our Friday morning visit with Mitch Holthus, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch, in just a few minutes.
More than 40 monkeys on the loose in South Carolina. Uh-oh. More news just ahead with Stephen Ted. Stephen Ted in the morning, KNSS 808, now 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. In this week's election, former Wichita City Council member Jeff Blubaugh defeated incumbent Sarah Lopez for District 2 on the Sedgwick County Commission. KNSS News asked Blubaugh why he sought the office.
You know, the county was something that I'd had on my radar for quite some time because I knew there were term limits within the city, but there were a lot of things that I couldn't do on the city council that I wanted to be able to do on the county. So it was good timing for me. My term ended in January, and I pretty much jumped full into my campaign, and here I'll be getting sworn in January.
Blubaugh commented on the Stephen Head of the Morning Show here on KNSS.
The Federal Reserve declaring another consecutive interest rate cut, this time by a quarter point, in light of emerging data suggesting that inflation and labor market activity are decelerating. The announcement made by Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, who also provided an update on inflation.
Overall, inflation has moved much closer to our 2% longer-run goal, but core inflation remains somewhat elevated. Longer-term inflation expectations appear to remain well-anchored, as reflected in a broad range of surveys of households, businesses, and forecasters, as well as measures from financial markets.
And this trails a more substantial half-point reduction that was enacted back in September, a move that represented the first cut of its kind since March of 2020.
North Carolina officials share an update after a series of highway shootings in Raleigh.
Raleigh police say two people have been detained amid an investigation into reports of shots fired at vehicles on and buildings near I-40 and I-440 this week, leaving at least one person injured.
I am thankful that no one has been seriously injured as a result of these incidents.
Chief Estella Patterson noting since Monday, eight vehicles and several homes were struck by gunfire, adding officials believe all 12 incidents are related. Police not sharing potential charges or naming the individuals detained, but say one of them was considered a person of interest and the other is linked to a home where the person of interest was found. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
More than 40 monkeys have been spotted following an animal escape from a South Carolina research center.
Police and workers from Alpha Genesis Research Center say they have eyes on 43 escaped primates, but they've yet to capture them. Teams are using food and traps to do just that. The monkeys fled the research facility Wednesday in the town of Yumasee, about 60 miles west of Charleston. All the primates are described as female, weighing only 6 or 7 pounds. Alpha Genesis also claims the monkeys are too young to carry any diseases, and some in the community remain on edge. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Yeah, I did see somebody on Facebook said, I pledge allegiance to our monkey overlords.
Oh, wow. Meteorologist Rhino Williams with the forecast.
For your Friday, mainly cloudy skies, a northeast breeze going to be gusty at times at 10 to 25 miles an hour. Chilly high of 52 degrees, and please drive safely today. Showers, non-severe storms going to be around all day long, making roads damp and traffic slower. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Rana Williams.
Now light rain, 48 degrees, northeast wind at 18 miles per hour. Get?
Traffic real quick. We've got, several crashes now. Crashes southbound on I-235. Got one up by 25th Street North, another one closer to Zoo Boulevard, and another one down by Central. They've got lanes closed there on I-235 southbound. Probably best just to avoid that whole area. You can see it all in more detail on those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras, but if you have to go through there, expect it to be very slow. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
What's happening in Wichita this weekend? Let's check it out with Jamel Holoperic and Wichita. Visit Wichita.com.
Hey, guys. Hope your Friday is going fantastic. We made it to Friday. And, hey, this weekend is the first Wichita State University basketball game against Montana State. It's at 6 p.m. Saturday night. So that's going to be fun. Basketball season is happening. And then we have going on the Die Hard Candy Christmas show at Mosley Street Drama. This kicks off Friday night and runs through the end of December. So you have several nights, but you'll want to get your tickets. And hey, dinner is pig in, pig out. And then they'll also have a Sunday brunch. But this is the Die Hard Candy Christmas. Go check it out at the Mosley Street Drama. Then Golden Girls. Yes, Rose, Blanche, Dorothy, Sophia. Oh, all of them will be there at Roxy's downtown. This is one of Roxy's most popular shows, and it's back. And this year has a holiday twist. It runs through the end of December, So check it out. They have a full bar and food. So a fun night there. And then Veterans Day is Monday. So 11 a.m. on Monday, Veterans Day commemoration at Veterans Memorial Park. Colors presented by McConnell Air Force Base. And several other things going around town. The Sedgwick County Zoo is offering free admission to all military personnel. So you can enjoy that. But go have fun, enjoy it, and have a great weekend. We'll see you.
All right, thanks, Jamel. That's Jamel, and visit Wichita.com. 8:13, Steve and Ted, and time to talk football.
Hey, it is that time. Yes, it's Friday, and that means we talk at this point with the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, as the Chiefs get ready for another home game at Arrowhead Stadium, coming off that overtime win on Monday night against the Buccaneers. Next up, back to division play against the Denver Broncos. And, of course, as we welcome in our guest on Friday morning, good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Theodore. Great to be with you on this Friday. Yes, it's Bronco week, donkey week, and a short week as the Chiefs try to tie their all-time franchise record of 9-0 to start a season and continue their franchise record of 15 straight wins. But it'll be a difficult task.
Well, as you said, it's been a short week, and even added football on Monday night with an overtime game. But the Chiefs, once again, as the consistent drumbeat, they find a way to get it done.
Yeah, and it's just different ways. And now all of a sudden the offense gets 30 points for the first time since week 12 of last year. And DeAndre Hopkins looks like he's been with us every day of his life, although he's been here now just 2 weeks. His play directly in the two touchdown catches he made and then the 35-yard catch, with only probably three guys in the league would make that catch. As I said, in the middle of a circus, it was a three-ring circus, and the three rings were Buccaneer players. But it's also his subtle effect. It's no coincidence that since he's been with us for two games, that Travis Kelce has had 28 targets, 24 catches, and just south of 200 yards. Because of D-Hop's presence on the field, all of a sudden it's opening up Travis Kelce. And so all of that is making a plus-plus for this offense to have its most productive day last Monday night. But on Sunday, it's going to be rough against one of the better defenses in the league in the Denver Broncos.
Of course, in the Monday night game, the Chiefs' last possession in regulation was terrible. But you win the coin flip, and you get the ball first in overtime, and that drive to win it looked pretty good.
Well, in the reaction, people have seen it on reels, right? They've seen Baker Mayfield's reaction of when Tampa Bay lost the toss. He's like, okay, we're done. Like, we're screwed here. Like, and Mahomes, even though he's not had numbers-wise, arguably it's his worst year numbers-wise, except for completion percentage and something else. And that is fourth quarter, and now overtime, he is number two in the league in performance, in attempts, completions, percentage, touchdowns, over INT ratio. His INTs have happened earlier in games. So when he gets the ball, Mayfield knew it. A touchdown wins it, right? It's not the overtime rule. It can be a tie. Tampa Bay's going to get a shot at having the ball, but a touchdown is a walk-off if it's the first possession.
Yeah.
And it was interesting that entire drive, only three guys other than Mahomes touched the ball. Kareem Hunt, who's turned into a deal, 27 carries in the game, 28 touches, and all were impactful. Then the aforementioned D-Hop and Kelce. That's all who touched it, but that's all they needed to do it and walk-off touchdown, stay 8-0.
And, Mitch, going into that game, we talked about the fact that these were the top two teams in the league in third down conversions, and look what the Chiefs did, 12 for 18.
It's a three-week trend, man. That and red zone touchdown efficiency, the Chiefs have shot up the charts. If we were doing Casey Kasem's top 40 back in the day. And now Kansas City is number one in the NFL in third down conversions. and pushed ahead, well ahead of Tampa Bay with that performance. The other one is red zone touchdown efficiency, Ted, in that the Chiefs 3 weeks ago were tied for 28th. Only, 32, 31, 30, and 29, 20, only three teams were worse in the red zone than the Chiefs. In the last three games, Kansas City is an unheard of 11 of 13 touchdowns in the red zone. Kareem Hunt helps out there, but the Chiefs have soared to 12 in 3 weeks in red zone touchdown efficiency. So those are the base subjects in offense, and that's third down red zone, and the Chiefs have had A pluses in the last 3 weeks in both those subjects.
All right, another one in the win column, and as you mentioned, short week. You go overtime on Monday night, and you got to turn around and got the noon kickoff on Sunday. You get to stay at home, though. Get to stay at Arrowhead against a division rival that you have owned at Arrowhead.
We have owned them, but this is a dangerous game.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs are beaten up. I mean, people have followed the injury report this week. And it's not just guys who could miss. It's guys who are going to play this game, and to use Coach Reed's phrase, power through it. These short weeks are tough. Now, they're not tougher than the Sunday to Thursday super quick turnarounds. But when you play an overtime game on a Monday and then you have to play a noon game on a Sunday, now it helps. You alluded to being home. But there's still a recovery time there that you have, in essence, one last day. And the Chiefs are just going to have to fight their way through it. Denver is an outstanding defense. In fact, you could argue two of the top three defenses in the NFL will meet in this game on Sunday at noon. But they're good at all three levels. They're very aggressive, Denver. They'll come off the edges hard. They'll attack the Chiefs' tackles. They're second in the league in sacks. But even more than that, they'll draw penalties on you. They're third in the league in penalties drawn against their opponent. So what does that mean? That the football cliche or vernacular is stay ahead of the chains. That means don't have beyond 1st and 10 or 1st and 15 or 2nd and 12 or 3rd and 15. That's what Denver does with regularity. And honestly, that's what the Chiefs have avoided, especially the last 3 weeks and for the most part throughout the year. I'm going to do a minute with Mitch on it next week. The reason the Chiefs have been undefeated primarily is they're way better with penalty yardage. They just haven't committed penalties this year. And two, the drops. Last year they led the galaxy in drops, and 31 was a long way away. That's not happening this year. But Denver's the kind of team that'll force you to drop it, pry it loose, yank your arms off your body, or get a penalty on you, and now you're behind the chains, and that's where they get you. Good secondary players, right? Pat Surtain is the best corner in the league. McGuffey's not far behind. But up front, they've got guys. Zach Allen's really good. I mean, some underrated players. Nick Bonino's having, the former Oklahoma Sooners, having a big year. This is a really, really good defense that has held five teams at 14 points or under this season. That's unheard of in the league.
And to your point, the last time these teams met, last season, a couple days before Halloween, the Chiefs went out to Denver and could not get into the end zone.
And I had that stupid Tubular Bells song in my head because you played it right before I left to go on the plane. That was a weird game.
Yeah.
One of those weird Colorado snowstorms that happened in October. Mm-hmm. Mahomes was sick all night. He was puking all night long. They're like pumping him full of IVs. And honestly, it brought up a point that we were getting ready to go to Germany. Now, these all sound like excuses, and maybe they are, but they were all very real. And the fact that you're distracted that whole week because you're getting these emails and bombarded, hey, you got to take care of stuff for Germany, stuff for Germany. But what about Denver? Like, is there time to take care of Germany after we play Denver? And so, and the Broncos played great. It's 24-9. Their defense dominated that game. The Chiefs have got to be, don't be tricked by the 41-10 loss to the Ravens last week. That could have been way different. I don't know why Sean Payton went for fourth down five times, but three of the five actually led to the 41-10 loss. This is a team where this is going to be a grind-it-out, punch-it-out game, and the Chiefs are going to have to, again, power through some not just injuries but aches and pains.
And the legend and the just keeps growing, the overtime wins, the ways to find ways into the win column, and the long win streak. This franchise just continues to find superlatives.
I talk about with you every Friday. I talk about it with you in every training camp report. We're living in an unusual circumstance. Right now, Ted, there is no pro team in any of the four major pro sports that have the culture and are doing what the Chiefs are doing right now. In a league that it's set up to make sure that doesn't happen, the Chiefs are able to somehow figure out a way to win 14 straight games, to have 12 straight winning seasons if they win this game. And the next closest team in a streak is Buffalo with 5. Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's a league. But what NBA team is doing what the Chiefs are doing right now? What MLB team? What NHL team? Nobody. And so it's right under our nose here, man. It's what we talk about every week with you. And it's special with what's going on.
And that's what sets up another big week for the Chiefs at home at Arrowhead, hosting division rival the Denver Broncos. The Donkeys come in, and that'll be a noon kickoff on Sunday. Pre-game coverage at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. And that's right here on your Wichita radio, home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Well, as long as we have you here, Mitch, we got to ask you, how does this matchup on Sunday between the Denver Broncos and the Kansas City Chiefs somehow relate to Wichita State Shocker football? As part of our Eddie Plapa Shocker Football Kansas City Chiefs short week update.
I should have filled in for Steve and go, how, in between your phrases and sentences. Here's how. And by the way, Katie, I mentioned, you know, our faithful listeners, was where I was standing doing the show last week and presented me after I was done with my own Wichita State football jersey number 57.
Oh!
And I thought, oh, yeah. So I don't have it on now, but I am going to try, if I think of it, the rest of the year, I'm going to wear it while I do the report with you guys, at least when I do the Plapa. So here's this one. This game on Sunday is on November the 10th. Now, on November, there was one November the 10th where I looked it up for the Shockers, and it's the end of World War II. So let me take you in a time machine back to November 10th, 1945, and the University of Wichita Shockers, the Municipal University of Wichita, they're looking for games. Now, World War II ends with VJ Day in August, after VE Day happened April that year. But the world is still in, like, wartime, war zone. So is our country. And the Shockers in 1945 played some Army groups. In fact, around the area, Hutchinson Naval Air Station, they had a football team. Yeah. Olathe Naval Air Station had a team. Harrington Army Airfield, Port Riley. But on November 10, 1945, the Shockers had homecoming against the Kearney Field Army Air Raiders from Kearney, Nebraska.
Oh.
What better opponent to have for homecoming on November 10, 1945? 3,500 people showed up at Veterans Field for this game as pile-driving Ken Hendrick of the Shocks was taking handoffs from the quarterback of the Shocks, Tiny Claire Evans, 125-pound quarterback, leading the way for the Golden Black, and also Buddy Coffey on the team. And you remember Ken Kightner. Kearney was led by a Pittsburgh semi-pro, Ted Jacomas, who had his favorite target, Otto Copenhagen. Something named after him later, I guess, or maybe the city. But anyway, the Shocks rolled to a 34-6 victory.
Nice.
It was a very happy homecoming in that classic battle against Kearney Field, or Kearney Army Airfield from Kearney, Nebraska, on November 10, 1945. You can't beat Kearney Airfield on homecoming if you don't have a team. So bring it back, Ted. Bring it back.
Of course, on the shadow of Veterans Day as well, in a game at Veterans Field.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
You got it.
Yeah. All right. We're looking forward to the game on Sunday at Arrowhead, the Chiefs and the Broncos. Have a great call. And as always, we say thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Theodore.
That's our weekly visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, brought to you by American Ag Credit.
And keep it in for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says Americans have had it. That's on the way with Stephen Tan here on KNSS.
KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Light rain, 47 degrees now. Police have released the name of a woman who died after someone fired shots into a house in North Wichita Wednesday night. On North Mascot, 48-year-old Deanna Garcia suffered a gunshot wound to her upper body. She died at a hospital. Police talked to a 49-year-old man who stated he was inside the home with a woman preparing for bed when shots were fired into the house from outside. The man suffered a gunshot wound to his lower left leg. Police have reported no arrests.
Former Wichita City Council member Jeff Blubaugh was elected to the Sedgwick County Commission from District 2 this week. KNSS News asked him about the most important issues in the campaign.
Some property tax reform, or at least get these assessments right, because that's the number one thing that I heard. People feel like their property values overassessed. And I think we've got to start there with the foundation of the assessments. Also, infrastructure. You look at how most of the infrastructure over the last several years has went northeast Wichita. You know, we need a little love out here in West Wichita. I mean, I'd like to see West Kellogg finish.
Blubaugh defeated incumbent Sarah Lopez.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blubaugh commenting on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
A series of racist text messages has gone out to Black Americans.
It appears students in particular are being targeted. In nearly a dozen states in Washington, D.C., Black Americans are reporting a disturbing wave of anonymous text messages claiming they've been chosen to pick cotton at a nearby plantation and must be ready with their belongings at a specified time sharp. The messages started going out this week after Election Day. Authorities urge anyone who receives these texts to report them to their local police department or reach out to the FBI. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
For your Friday, mainly cloudy skies. A northeast breeze going to be gusty at times at 10 to 25 miles an hour. Chilly high of 52 degrees. And please drive safely today. Showers, non-severe storms going to be around all day long, making roads damp and traffic slower. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now light rain, northeast wind at 18 miles per hour. 47 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS, 850 on a Friday morning. How about three big things?
Three.
City staff unveils a fifth option for a Wichita parking plan.
Two.
Police looking for suspects in fatal shooting of a woman in North Wichita.
One.
President-elect Trump begins to form his cabinet, names female chief of staff. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Cordell and Cordell traffic camera showing much lighter traffic in the Wichita area right now. So things are starting to look good, with the exception of all the rain and the wet roadways out there. But it's definitely worse on I-70. They've got a notice now that at Burlington in Colorado, which is, you know, just the other side of the Kansas line there, westbound I-70 is closed due to snow, inclement weather. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Breezy with a 90% chance for rain today, then a high of 53 degrees. 90% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 44. Saturday mostly sunny, tomorrow's high 57 degrees. Now light rain, northeast wind at 18 miles per hour. 47 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And on Wall Street today, the Dow is opening up 120 points. The S&P's up 13, and the NASDAQ's trading up 6 points this morning.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. The Federal Reserve cut its key rate by a quarter point in response to the steady decline in the once-high inflation that has angered Americans and helped drive Donald Trump's presidential election victory this week. Rate cut following a larger half-point reduction in September. That reflects the Fed's renewed focus on supporting the job market, as well as fighting inflation, which now barely exceeds the central bank's 2% target. Annual inflation has since fallen from a 9.1% peak just 2 years ago to a three-and-a-half-year low now of 2.4%.
Bombardier's aftermarket business is on a tear, and that could mean further expansion for its U.S. service centers, including in Wichita, the company's CEO said Thursday. In a third-quarter earnings release, the Canadian aerospace manufacturer announced its aftermarket segment hit a company record $528 million in revenue for the period, a 28% year-over-year leap. Now, that follows a second quarter, which saw an 18% revenue jump compared to the prior year. Bombardier's aftermarket work is a significant focus of its U.S. headquarters in Wichita, which is also home to Bombardier Defense and the company's Flight Test Center. In addition to Wichita, Bombardier has four other service centers throughout the U.S. in Arizona, Connecticut, Florida, and Texas. And that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. And Ted, if hasn't got a lot of glamour over the years, but you know, think about it. All these airplanes we've sold, manufactured, and sold out of here. I mean, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of airplanes. They don't just fly away. I mean, you've got it. It's like a car. You got to change the oil on them, right?
Yeah, you got to take. Got to keep the maintenance up.
Yeah, you got to maintain them.
That's why Harrison Ford comes to town.
That's right.
Multiple times a year.
It's like
the airplane.
You're dropping into the service center at your car dealer or something. Yeah, you got to bring it in, get it serviced. So that's neat. That's a good business that's going on out there at Bombardier. All right. 8:53, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Got rain out there, and so what's your weekend going? You got Shocker basketball coming up?
Home opener. Men's basketball at Coke Arena tomorrow night. That'll be my big focus this weekend.
Yeah, and you were talking this week about Aubrey Sherrod, one of the Shocker greats, having a birthday. And that was midweek?
Yeah. Aubrey is 62 now, the former Shocker great, sharpshooter from long range.
Left-handed from Heights High School. Heights has turned out some pretty terrific basketball players over the years.
Oh, I got what? Kidding me?
The Carr brothers.
Antoine Carr.
And of course,
Perry Ellis.
Yep. And he go back to my day. There was a guy played out there when I was in high school, but his name was Rod Lee. And Rod was a pretty good basketball player. He's not like, you know, this with scales with these guys. But in the City League in 1968, he was tough. And we went to Friends, and I met him over there, and we became buddies. I became a good friend of Rod Lee's, and his dad was a coach. His dad was a basketball coach. So there you go. And I saw on Facebook today that one of my son's best friends, Michael Bailey, is the head basketball coach at North High School now. And he played on a high school. When he was at North years ago, he played on a state champion team. So how about that?
Yeah.
I got a lot of basketball.
We're not that far from high school hoops starting up early next month.
That's right. Yeah. High school hoops are on the way. And, of course, we have no Friday night football because they played it all last night.
No.
Oh, do we?
There's tons of Friday night football.
I thought they had it all moved
up. Some games were moved to yesterday.
Okay.
Some were not.
Because of the weather. But yeah, when I was a kid, they said, hey, it's raining. So what? We play football and we practiced in the rain one time. It was most fun I've ever had.
See?
Every time you hit the ground, you slid for about a half.
Well, everybody that played last night missed out on that.
They were sliding in the mud. All right. Thank you all for listening this week and today. And coming up, we got the Glenn Beck program. He's going to have lawyer Alan Dershowitz on, talking about Trump's court cases ahead. And top of the hour news this morning, Wichita City Council to look at 5 parking plan options. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go to the Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Dana Lash, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
Hi, this is
better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.